Thank you very much. And we were doing well earlier, but now we're kind of behind. But I really, it would be great if you guys would stick it out. We have two more speakers, and they're well worth hanging on for us. The next one, we are actually going to talk about some resources, financial tools that are available to landowners to do some of the work that we've talked about. And we are very honored to have Dennis Thomas here with us. He is the coordinator for the Central Texas Resource Conservation and Development. He's responsible for serving 11 Central Texas counties from Hays to McClellan. For those who aren't familiar with the RC&D program, it's a nonprofit organization that focuses on improving the life of rural citizens by assisting in recreation, infrastructure, and natural resource projects. And he's going to explain some about that too in his talk. He's been doing this with that council since 1994. Prior to that, he served for 13 years in various locations across the state as a soil conservationist. He's a native of Caldwell, Texas, where his family is involved in farming and ranching. So let's welcome. This goes forward and this goes back.
This goes forward.
No, this point.
Okay.
And then this goes forward.
Okay.
Good afternoon. Again, I'm from Dennis Thomas. Really delighted to have an opportunity. Hold on the lights just a moment. Have an opportunity to hear our last panelists. Those guys are our clients, and that's what makes our jobs so worthwhile. I've been with USDA for about 26 years, serving from Grayson County all the way down to Waller County. And now taking on this position, I'm a seventh generation farmer rancher. We've got about 700 acres in the Snook area. So anytime y'all down that way, come see us. I'll just kind of start off with my presentation. Now we can dim the lights just a little bit. I'm going to go through this pretty fast and try to help get back to program on track. By the way, my passion, too, is being outdoors and enjoying all the conservation practices that we do. Just kind of give a quick commercial blurb. We work with all of the counties, soil and water conservation districts on a lot of the projects that we do, and with all the water emphasis with the droughts that we've gone through, the 96 drought as well as the drought last year, you all can all relate to that importance as well. Just as our programs, these are just a quick list of all the programs that we house within USDA, the Natural Resource Conservation Service. Some of you are old enough to know the old Soil Conservation Service. I started out with them, like I said, 26 years ago. Thank you all for applause for me aging well as well. This is our first one, our Wildlife Habitat Incentive Program. All of this is on our web, too, by the way. This is just some terms that we try to use to fully demonstrate and educate folks on our program. Of course, all of y'all can read, and like I'm going to go through this pretty quickly. The main thing I want to make note of is that cost sharing is available for 50% of the average cost of the practice establishments. We have a whole list and gamut of conservation practices under these programs that we can do and help you all do out on your lands. I will tell you, me being a conservation planner for all these years, just when some of our technicians come out on your properties, let them know from the front end that all y'all are not interested in the beef cow business, because we have a tendency to start planning for beef cow production when we've got a lot of other diverse interests here in the group. But we do have tools that would take that into consideration. Just some pictures of some of the things that we try to do under those programs. This is just some pheasant habitat. We all know about pheasant. Some of the white-tailed deer here in the hill country. We don't have many deer down in Snook. We got a lot of rabbits and squirrels, but we plan for those, for that wildlife as well. This is probably our largest tool that we utilize out in our counties. And some of you all heard one of the ladies say in one of her earlier presentations that she was able to go to our EQIP listening forum and had an opportunity to work with the Soil and Water Conservation Board to prioritize, should I say, that particular program. And we spend somewhere between $78,000 to $85,000 per county in our 254 counties that we have here in Texas, and we do have representation and presence in all of those counties. I heard a gentleman a moment ago talking about he had been doing some mechanical brush control. Down where I'm from, by the time you push the brush off of it, seed it, fertilize it, and do a pest management slash weed control on it, you're going to spend about $500 an acre. On some recently acquired property there in Snook, we did some of this, and when you go back and introduce grasses, you will have quite a bit of cash outlay. We've been on our farm, too, for about 105 years, so the property is pretty interesting and pretty sacred to us as well. This is the root plan that we use to do terminate the mesquite problem that we have in some of our sandier soils as well as some of our clay bottom soils as well. And then this is an area that we did in Bastrop County where we actually went there and shaped the gully and staked the landowner a pond. From our previous panel, they really did an excellent job of highlighting the importance of water. Any place we have an opportunity to put a pond on a place, we'll try to do that with our technicians on our staffs in our counties. This is a grass waterway constructed to control runoff and cropland. I spent most of my career in the Blackland Prairie, so this is a conservation practice that we utilize a lot, water coming off of terrace fields to get it into a safe exit area such as a grass waterway and, of course, release downstream so no erosion will occur. The Wetland Reserve Program, that's one that we haven't had as much participation as we'd like, but this is another tool that we can utilize in our what we call our tool kit or our tool chest to work with landowners to let them participate in the WRP program. One thing about working with the agency so long, we come up with all kind of acronyms, so if I start using too many, just pull my coattail here and we'll spell it out for you. This is a created wetland we've done. Just some pictures to kind of demonstrate that practice. This is a wetlands, a track waterfowl. When I worked up on the Oklahoma Grayson County line, which was Sherman, Texas, that was my first time having the opportunity to see that much waterfowl in Snook. If we saw three or four duck getting up over Black Lake east of the ranch, man, that was a good day for us. So when I saw this, I had to bring my dad up all the way to see waterfowl get up in that particular manner. Also, we have the Grassland Reserve Program. And all of these programs, like I say, we operate under a continuing resolution, and now we just have level funding. All these are based on the funding costs, or should I say funding that comes into our headquarters, which is in Temple, Texas. I'm physically located in Taylor, Texas, but I work all of the 11 Central Texas communities. And this is one of the things that in my nonprofit group we're very interested in. Of course, urban encroachment threatens grasslands. It's hard to, how many developers we got here in the room, but I mean, you just got to kind of call it the way you see it. When you got developers paying, you know, $32,000 to $60,000 an acre, and this old guy is still out there farming with 1977 equipment, we are, it's kind of hard to turn those dollars down. But there's groups out there that's interested in trying to work those green areas into the landscape to maintain those natural areas. And I know in Taylor, that made every coffee shop. Everybody's familiar with coffee shop gospel, I call it. Everybody can nod to that. Yeah, those prices sometimes double in the coffee shop. I know what a piece of property brought in Taylor, but by the time they get to the coffee shop, for some reason they seem to double. And that's always quite amused me, but that's just the law of small towns. This is another thing we like to do is establish those grasslands and help you manage it. Coming out of drought, my dad, I'll tell y'all a quick story. When I went off to college, I majored in agriculture, of course. I came back, so Dad, we need to start doing this and fertilizing and pulling soil samples and all this. He said, I'm still a boy, by the way. And I said, that's okay. He said, if I'd known you was going to be this stupid, I sent you to school to be a barber. I never knew Dad had that much disrespect for our barber. But anyway, that's just the way it goes. Conservation Security Program, another one of the tools that we have in our toolkit that we can work with you guys on the landscape with. And like I said, I just want to keep reiterating that it's so very important for you all to let our staff know that what your goals are, what your plans are for those natural resources that you all have on your properties, because we want it to be a reflection of what you want, but we also want to try to entrench with you the importance of conserving soil and water, and that's the reason I'm here, to try to help do that. And resource conservation development, for about the last 12 years, that's kind of been my baby, and that's when I go up and down the corridor trying to work with small communities to try to help them get the same quality of life as more urban people, working with small towns up and down the I-95 corridor. I mean, those little towns like Holland and Taylor have such a real stress of trying to come up with the resource, financial resources, to get small things done as just paving streets. Had them call me the other day, I won't call her name, but called me and said that they needed $6,000. Can you imagine a municipality that needed just $6,000 to do a project? But those are real live situations, because we're in the grant writing business, helping little towns get various infrastructure projects done. And more recently, we've kind of moved into the more environmental type projects in terms of what you see here, collecting tires. We've been working with the TCEQ and helping them manage their SEP program, which stands for Supplemental Environmental Program. And we've helped them collect, I guess in the last week, I picked up about 22,000 tires in two counties, which equates to about 31 53-foot trailer loads. So I am the tire man of Central Texas. And if we can bring the lights back up, I went through that pretty fast, but I just wanted to let y'all know that we're out there, the agency. I mean, we've been in existence a long time. Like I said, a lot of y'all probably know us as the Soil Conservation Service. We do have a new name as of, I guess, 4 or 5 years ago. But we really have the utmost confidence in our staff that when we arrive at your place, that we'll deliver a product that you'll be proud of working jointly with us. I know that kind of sounds like a commercial, but I really do have that much faith in our staff that we'll be able to deliver the high quality of service that we've been known to do over the years. Anybody have any questions for me? Yes, sir.
Do you have any questions about what the prospect of 2007 farm bill might be with some of your program?
I don't have any at this time. Just based on what I've heard is that if we don't get some of our problems abroad, we were just glad that we got level funding for this time. Let's just put it this way. But I don't know how it's going to work out. But I'm hopeful that we'll continue to have some money to deliver some of these programs that I just kind of shared with you guys today. You mean yes? Well, we haven't done many in the Central Texas area. I do know that the coastal area receives quite a bit, anywhere down from, the ports areas all the way back around to Galveston Bay. They do get a considerable amount. We try to focus it on the needs and, of course, the application level. Yeah. Did you have a question? Oh, okay. Put your hand up. Yes, we do. Most of the time it's strictly agricultural type product. We haven't done many. Like I said, there's applications that can be made. We have specialists in our Temple office that work to try to package those. And you can contact our local offices because you're in Hayes County. That's one of mine. You can contact me if you like, and we'll get together and talk about it. Yes.
What about spring protection? Could a spring owner come to you and get some help with
the buffer program? Yeah. We have the conservation buffer program where you could make application. And I will tell you that all of this, if you're planning on doing any of these programs, start the year that you really want to do it, start a year earlier. Because it takes us about that long to get it into the system and then do what we call an actual contract on it. Because all of ours are contractual programs, because we'll do the contract and whatever program you want to do. And then most of the conservation program, like the EQIP program, will have a management period built into the contract as well.